grand rising and priming powerful beings. Shout out to you. It's the Holistic Motivator, and today I'm going to be talking about cutting branches that bears no fruit. Life is pretty much like a garden, and you are a plant. And God is the gardener, but you're also the gardener. Therefore, we got to understand that if we're going to keep growing, it's not just about planting and reaping, but it's also about cutting. Like, you're going to actually get cut. Like, you're going to get cut in life if you want to really step into your ultimate greatness. And what I mean by that is there are some parts of you that it's not that it's not good. It's just that it's not good for you. There are some habits that you have. It's not that they're horrible habits. It's just that it's not in alignment with where you're growing and where you're meant to be, right? It's a matter of you have a purpose for your life. Like, you have somewhere you're going. You're not just wandering through life being a wandering generality. You're like what Zig Ziglar said, you are meaningful specific, which means you find specific things that are meaningful to you and you go for that thing. Hello? That means that with that sort of mentality of I'm growing somewhere, I'm not just saying what my eyes can see. I'm saying farther than my eyes can see. I have a vision. And when you have a vision, like a plant, when you can see the plant blossom, bloom to its best, you say to yourself, whatever I have to do in order to make that vision a reality, I'm going to do it. No matter what I have to do to ensure that my future is greater than my former, I'm going to step into that. And we have to be willing to let go of some stuff, not because we are burdened by it, but because we have a different burden to hold on to. We have a different responsibility to grab onto. We have more for our lives. As we get into summer, I want to talk about pruning. I want to talk about freeing yourself from mental enslavement. Today is Juneteenth. A lot of us, we're free, but we haven't gotten the word. We haven't gotten the message. We haven't stepped into our rights as free people, which means that we're free, but we don't know that we're free. So that's why we are in bondage by the things that we do against ourselves. And I'm here being completely honest. The things I do against myself is a sign that, yo, though you're free, you don't know that you're free. So you do things to enslave you. What do I mean by that? Sometimes you can be high off life, but you want to be high off other things, and you're actually robbing your freedom. You're trading masters. And whenever anything becomes a master in your life, you got to cut it off. Whatever is a master in your life is stopping you from mastering life. Whatever is a master in your life is stopping you from mastering your inner life. Whatever is mastering your life is literally getting away from the mastery from your life. So we have to cut it off. Not because we are bad or not good, but because we are great. Because we have things to do, we have places to be, we have families to lead and healing to do and businesses to build and people to empower and empires to grow and a kingdom responsibility from God. And we have gifts to share. We have love to give and love to receive. Therefore, whatever is getting in the way of that, we got to do what? Cut it off. I want y'all to keep commenting. Cut it off. Sometimes you got to cut people off. Pruning is not just looking in yourself and doing some internal work, cutting off some habits, cutting off some behaviors that's obstructing your health. But it's some people in your life right now that don't belong there. But you don't know that you're free, so you're tied to them and you're enslaved to them. I want to let you know, just like we are celebrating Juneteenth today, I want to let you know that you are free. Who the Lord has set free is free indeed, but don't grab the chain. Don't go back. Don't go back to the stuff. I want you to keep the progress that you got with the resolution. I want you to resolve it. I want you to make it in your mind a decision that's stern, that says, what? I resolved it. I'm gonna keep living this way. I'm gonna keep being healthy. I'm gonna keep having healthy relationships. I'm gonna keep feeding my business. I'm gonna keep being there for my children. I'm gonna keep being a good son or daughter. I'm gonna keep being a great communicator. I'm gonna be a great learner. I'm gonna be a great encourager. You have to keep speaking that into yourself, and you got to believe it, because I am free. When you are free, do not grab onto the chains of your past and enslave yourself with it. Do not go ahead and grab onto the behaviors of the past and enslave yourself with it. Do not grab the vices of the past and enslave yourself with it. Grab onto your freedom, and you have the emancipation from the Holy Spirit. Okay, here's what keeps us in bondage. When we feel like I should have. When we should over ourselves. Thinking that, yo, we are stuck to this state. No, you are not stuck to this state. You control your destiny. No, you are not stuck to this place. You control your destiny. Why? Because if you're powerful, it means you're full of power. If you are successful, it means you're full of success. If you're resourceful, you're full of resources. So you gotta be resourceful, and you gotta tap into your power in order to be successful. And resourcefulness says, it's not what I don't have, but it's what I have. It goes into gratitude. You know, I have a choice today to make a decision. You know what? I have nature out here to go and free my mind. I have gifts and abilities that I can find things to do. You know what? I have too much in me to let my habits get in my way. Some of you are going through some health challenges. You got to say to yourself that the food is not worth my health. I have to eat to live and not just live to eat. I'm making a decision that there is better. Look, cutting off and knowing that you're free is that there is better than the plantation of your destructive decisions. There is better than the comfort of settling. There is better than having somebody else be your master than becoming the master of your life. There is better in you starting your own than having to live off somebody else's. There is better than eating the scraps. Eating the insides. Look, there is better than that. Just because you grew up with it in the enslavement doesn't mean you have to keep perpetuating it. Let's go back a little deeper. What I just told you, our people right now eat not on the basis of what they want to eat, but on the basis of what they've been eating. I'm talking about since their ancestors, since our ancestors was in the, and maybe not all of our ancestors, but each of us have our own background. Because guess what? Even if your ancestors was not enslavement, eating the pig inside or eating, you know, all these different things, they were still eating different things. And guess what? We eat off of those things, eat those things because we've ate those things. And I want to let you know that you don't have to keep eating those things. You can make a decision that there is better. People think better is deprivation, as in I'm depriving myself from best. No, you're not depriving yourself from the best. You're actually grabbing onto what's best for you. If you no longer eat certain stuff that you know is affecting your health, you're not depriving. You're empowering yourself. Look, health is better. Healthy eating is better. Mindfulness is better. Connecting with the Holy Spirit, letting God use you is better. Being more peaceful, being more loving, being more pleasant is better. It's better than being bitter. Holding somebody in your heart, cut it off. It's better to be loving. It's better to speak and encourage than gossip. It's just better. There are some parts of you, doesn't make you a bad person. It just tells you that there's more goodness in you for you to reveal. And you got to cut some stuff up to grow up. You literally have to cut some stuff to grow up because there's more in you. There's more to live, more life to live. Don't let the enemy convict you that you're not good enough for your future, because you're so good enough for your future that you have a future. You're so good enough for the world that you have something to give to them right now and in the future. Look, there is better on the other side of knowing that there's better. When you know that there's freedom, when you know that you can have your own, when you know that you can start your own business, when you know that you don't have to keep suffering your job, that you can do your job till you find your work, and you can literally find your work in your job. You can build skill sets to finally do what you always want to do. When you know that you can actually get that promotion. Why? Because God made you to rule dominion. And if you believe in the Most High, if you're settling, this is a season of saying, you know what? Whatever I need to cut off so I can grow and bear more fruit, I will do so. whoever I need to cut off so I could grow and bear more fruit, I will do so. Why? Because there's more life to live, more love to give, more love to receive. There's a lot more out
there. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here. Anxiety is not it for you. Y'all feel me? Like, yo, depression is not it for you. Like, heartbreak is not it for you. The traumas of your childhood, that's not it for you. That's the soil. That's the dirt, right? That's the compost. It's composing you. It's like Beethoven. You're making a music. You're composing. God is composing you. And I'm telling you, I feel you. It hurt. But guess what? There is feeling good is for you. Love is for you. Peace is for you. Tranquility is for you. Walking around energized is for you. Joy is for you. Success is for you. Abundance is for you. And if it is for you, you got to get rid of what's not for you. Yo, that's not for me. Like, I know you love that, but yo, that's not for me. I even tell yourself, yo, I know you find escape in that, but I don't want escape because I want to love my life enough that I don't have to escape it. Do y'all hear me? I want to love myself enough that I don't have to escape me. I want to love my family enough that I don't have to escape them. I want to love my temple enough that I don't have to find ways to get out of it or get out of it so that I don't. Look, you have to say that, you know what? There's more in me. And guess what? I don't have to keep running away from myself. Because guess what? When we're burdened by the pain, we run away from ourselves because our pain body has become our body. It literally took over our body. So we're not operating in the spirit of better. We're operating in the spirit of pain. And you got to operate in the spirit of better. You got to operate in the spirit of there is a future that I can have in the present. And my presence was going to get me there. Not me being stuck in my head overthinking. Overthinking is not it for you. Overstanding is it for you. Overthinking is not it for you. Literally. We need to start transforming our overthinking into planning. The same mechanism of your thoughts can be used to plan your future rather than reiterate the past or foresee a bad future apprehension. We don't have to suffer the past and we don't have to suffer the future. We can create in the present. And I want to let you know this. Take some time to grow. Take some time to heal. Take some time to feed your spirit every day. If you feed your spirit every day, it will not come back void. If you wake up in the rising and you say, today, it's my life. I'm going to live it. Today, it's my life. I'm going to do something about it. It's my dreams. And I don't need it now. Somebody says, it's my money and I need it now. It's my money and it's here right now. We don't operate from scarcity or need. We become the type of person that attracts and deserve. You don't get things because you need it. You get things because you attract it. And because of the works, you deserve it. Because of what you've put in, you deserve the coming back. Because of who you've become, you deserve what you didn't get. It's a deserving process. It's a process of I attract this. It's a process of this is for me because I am the person for it. Ask God to help you become the person for what you're asking for. When you can become the person that can get the joy, when you can become the person that can get the peace, when you become the person that's loving and that's grace, that's grateful and operates in grace, operates in forgiveness. A lot of the things that you wish other people will do unto you, you have done unto yourself, and now you do unto others, so it's done unto you. Don't ask people to be a blessing to you if you're not a blessing to people. You got to be a blessing. I'm not saying you don't deserve to be a, for people to be a blessing to you, but I'm saying you got to deserve it. You got to serve your gift. If you want people to give you money, you don't just get money by asking them. You got to give them something for them to give you back the money. You got to give something to get something. That's the exchange. It's reciprocity. It is a law. And reciprocity is not just about exchanging cash, but it's about exchanging value. It's the value that you give is the value that you receive. The love that you give is the love that you receive. The products that you serve others with becomes a product for your own financial abundance. So you must ask yourself every day, who can I serve with my gift? And here's another thing that makes your present not just bearable, that makes it prosperous, is when you give even though you have little. It's not that you have much that you give, but it's that you give a little of the little that you have. It's that you go out and you serve people at a soup kitchen. It's that you go out, you be a blessing to a homeless person. It's that you listen to the widow and the fatherless. It's that you help the little kid that you can help. It's that you do whatever you can. You just smile at people. Not that because you have much joy, but because you say, you know what? I won't bring my pain into them. You just give pleasantness to people, not because you're not growing through something. It's just that they didn't do nothing to you. They don't deserve that attitude. And when you start giving that, you start becoming that. And all of a sudden, you experience less of that bitterness and more of that peacefulness because you walk around smiling. You walk around saying, hey, how you doing? It's going to be a beautiful day today, ain't it? You wake up when you go live, you don't give toxic energy. You always give positive energy. Guess what you're going to get? Positive energy. When you post stuff on social media, you could post jokes too, but you go ahead and you post stuff that empowers people. And see what comes out of that. Be a person who empowers others and you will be empowered. You will be in your power. Be a person that is in the spirit and you will be inspired. Be the person that you want in your life and you will attract that person. Some of your relationships are in chaos because you're attracting that person. Because you're not dating based on on what God placed in you per se, but on what men did to you. And what I mean by men, the spirit, not just the gender. And because you're operating from that state, you're attracting those same people. So now you need to go and isolate yourself, discover, find, and create some things in you, and then now go and look. Sometimes the best way for expansion is isolation and self-reflection and growth. We can't jump from relationship to relationship till we jumped into the relationship with ourselves and the Holy Spirit and God. Because once we keep building our relationships on our pain, we're going to keep perpetuating the same pain. So you wondering, why do these types of people always come my way? Because you keep attracting them. And I'm not trying to blame you. I'm just trying to tell you there's an opportunity here for you to attract better people. That means that you're not stuck to those types of people. That means you could literally transform what you attract by transforming who you become. Where energy flows, attention, where your attention goes, your energy flows, vice versa. So sometimes you got to say, yo, who am I? Who am I? What does love mean to me? What is love? What am I here to do? Like, what is my value? Yo, this is a big one. Yo, what is my value? And when you really find your value, you don't let people play with you. When you know who you are and where you're going, you don't care if people leave. You know where you're going. You know where God is taking you. You know that you'll meet other people on the path of where you're going. You know that you are beautiful inside and out. You're going to find people. You know that you got a gift. You know that you got a vision. You know that you're growing somewhere. You know that you are a leader. You know that you are a man of God. You know that you're a woman of God. So you know where you're growing. So if people can't grow to where you're growing, you ain't running after them. You're not running after X things. You're grabbing onto next things. Hello. You're not running after exes. You're grabbing onto nexes. I'm telling you, your future wife is at a seminar, a workshop, a retreat, the church, the grocery store, the farmer's market. But you keep going to the club. That's why you're not finding them. And you're wondering why you keep butting heads. You have no interest. You're not finding them because you're not going into the... Why? Because you need to grow to go to those places. You need to grow to spend your money to go to those places. You need to grow to get into these spaces. Why? Because you only walk into the spaces you've grown to walk in them. So you won't even knock at certain doors because you might believe you don't believe in that space. And when you grow in a certain way, you start to say, not only do I deserve it, but I belong here. I belong here. I'm telling you, it's different. Y'all think I'm not playing. Yo, it's different. I belong here. Yo, you know why? Like, I speak with a lot of conviction now. I belong, because I found out. I belong here. I belong here. I got something. It's meaningful. It's impactful. It's in me. It's me. It's the Holy Spirit that working within me. I belong here. When you know you belong here, when you know you got value, when you know there's more in you to give, you're going to say, whatever I need to cut off, I'll cut it off. That's what the word says. If you need to cut off your hand, cut that off. It's going to cause you to sin and stay away from God. Cut it off. You need to cut off your feet. That's making you walk into places. And that's cut it off. You need to cut your mouth. That's gossiping you into. Cut it off. You need to cut your eyes. That's getting you into lust. Cut it off. And I'm not telling you to cut off your physical body. Because you won't die. No, go do that. Don't be like, oh, let me cut that thing off. Because, nah. That's just that's an analogy. For whatever is not serving you, you got to get rid of it. You got to get rid of it. Look, there's a clutter principle that says if you keep the clutter, you won't get the blessing. If you have clothes in your closet you never wear, waiting for a time to wear them, and you have no space for new clothes. You have no space for new shoes. Likewise, things of the spirit, you got to wash the sins. For you to get the giftings of the Spirit to reveal. Some of the things, like, you have to let some stuff go so you can grow. Not because you're not good enough, or not because it makes you bad, but because you have better. I have better. I belong here. There's more life to live. I don't have to be stuck to this state. I don't have to be stuck to this place. Anxiety is not my reality. The depression is not all that I have to experience. Overthinking is not going to take over my mind, right? Heartbreak is not going to break my heart. Heartbreak is not going to break me. Don't let it break you. Let it mold you. Let it construct you. Let it empower you. Let it push you. Let it motivate you. Let it make you get to a point where you say, enough is enough. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of suffering myself. I'm tired of suffering at my own hands. I'm tired of suffering at my own mouth. I'm tired of suffering at my own heart. I'm tired of suffering at my own head. I want to be peaceful in my mind. I want to be peaceful in my heart. I want to be peaceful in what I say to myself. I want to be peaceful in what I see. I want the word to be a lamp into my feet so I can know where to walk. I want God to be my gardener so he can prune the branches that bears no fruit. I want God to help to cut off those branches. Even the one that bears fruit, I want him to cut some of it too, to prune it so that it can bear more fruit. Because I am the vine. I am the branch of the vine, and I'm connected to the vine. And that vine I'm connected to have a father. And guess what? Sometimes life will discipline you, but it's God disciplining you. By that I mean you're going through some challenges that your decisions got you into, but it's still a disciplining process. And discipline... My accent just kicked in. And discipline is about following, discipleship. You're following a way of being. And guess what? You're not following the way of being, actually. You follow God. I'm going to say it as it is. You follow God and a way of being happens because you're following the way of the supreme being. Hello. And you're pulled toward better. You're pruned toward better. You're counseled towards better. It's not that you, there was before you'd say, okay, I'm coping instead of healing, but I'm going to block out that the fact that I can be healing. And I'm just going to say coping is me. So I'm good. I'm just doing good. But there's the counselor of the Holy Spirit that says, son, daughter, you know you should be doing this. Yo, you know you should not be having a side piece, a main piece, and a dessert. You know you ain't no snack. It's like you a whole meal. And you're not just a meal that's cut off from the source. You a plant that keep feeding from your fruits. Look, stop giving your energy because you can't bear much fruit if everybody got a branch of you. You got a main piece, a side piece, and a dessert. And God is like, yo, I have the meal when you will never be hungry. I have the wine where you will, the water where you'll never be thirsty. I'm telling you, y'all. I'm telling you, you ain't really finding really peace and joy in those things. You're just coping. So my fellas, yo, I don't care how many women you sleep with, bro. Like, it is not going to improve how you feel about yourself. Now, other people may be like, yo, you hitting that, you doing something. But guess what? It ain't going to bring you that fulfillment. It's going to take you away from the purpose. You're going to start doing things just to get around with all the time. You're going to be spending, like, yo, you're wasting time, valuable time that you could be spending building a family. You're wasting valuable money. You could be investing in your gifting. You're wasting valuable stuff here, right? You got something to do here. You got people to lead. You got people to empower. Like, the widow's waiting on you. The fatherless is waiting on you. Women are waiting on you. Men are waiting on you. You got to build businesses. You have a family to lead. You got sisters all around that you're seeing as objects, and you need to stop, bruh. Like, they're not objects. Like, they are not objects. They are women. They are women of valor. They are children of God. They are a cultivation ground that you bring your seed to that will be multiplied. Stop just like throwing your seed out anywhere. And realize the value of those words, even when they don't know it. Even when they don't, you need to walk into situations where you like women, and you tell them how valuable they are. You're like, yeah, hey, I like you. You are valuable. You are a queen. Treat yourself as a queen. You need to be a counselor too. You need to be a leader, a teacher, right? You need to be an example setter. You need to be so disciplined that you're like, look, we ain't not having sex. This is the first time we meeting. I know I'm sexy, baby. But we're going to have to wait. Let's pray. Yo, let's set some intentions for where we're growing. Why? Because I've been down this road before. If I wanted to get some, I could just got some. But I want to know what that spirit in you do. I want to see the beauty of your cultivation ground, because I got some seeds to grow, baby. I got somewhere to go. I got a kingdom to build. So guess what? Look, listen, let's cultivate our ground. Let's have some devotion. Let's get to know one another. Let's build some mental intimacy. Let's wake up in the rising. Let's pray together, read the word together. Like, let's go to a conference. Like, let's do stuff that's just like building something more powerful. Why? Because I know you even if I don't know you. I know you even if I don't know you. You got to start walking around looking at people like that. Until they ask themselves, what do they see in me? I see the spirit of God in you. What do they see in me? I mean, all these other men. And here's the thing. Some of you, when you get that, you're going to run away from it. That's why I'm telling you, you got to see it in yourself. So you could just be like, yeah, I know. Thank you for reminding me, baby. But I know that. I was in my word. God already told me what you're telling me now. So when somebody says, hey, you're so pretty. I'll be like, yeah, I know that. That don't even affect me no more. Oh, thank you. But it's not going to be like, oh, you so pretty. Oh, take me now. Nah. It's going to be like, no. Oh, you think I'm pretty? You think I'm handsome? Wait till you see my spirit. Wait till you see the wisdom. Wait till you see my nurture. Wait till you see what I do. Wait till you're going through something and you need a word. Wait till you need somebody's shoulder to cry on. Wait till you need some support. Wait till you need some structure. Wait till you need some love. Wait till you need some compassion. Wait till you need some forgiveness. Wait till you need some grace. You think this is looking good? Wait till you tap it into my heart. And let's go in that process of figuring out how that looks like. Look, when we grow, we think differently, we talk differently, and what we want is differently. So now I'm in a stage of my life where I'm literally finding people. I'm looking for the one, really. Like before, I was really focusing on like just business growing up, but I'm looking for a wife. Like I'm looking for somebody to build with. Like I'm looking for somebody to go empower people. I'm looking for like, yo, let's grow something together. And it's like now I'm like, yo, I'm approaching relationships not like the father approached me. Like I'm building myself in a way where it's like, bruh, I really want to discover about you, right? Like I'm literally not doing or saying nice things because I want something, but because I want us to grow together. I want us to do life, right? I want us to grow through the ups and downs. I want us to like build a family. Like I really, that's my heart's desire. Like reason why you're not getting what you want is because you don't know what you want. You gotta know what you want. When you know what you want, you stop settling for what you can get. You're like, man, the clock is ticking. Yo, don't just go rush it to, like, I appreciate Kevin Samuels. He shared some good nuggets. But he'd be like, man, if you old, just grab anybody. Nah, don't just grab anybody. There's old people who, okay, let me not say old. I'm offending some people right now. Okay, and y'all don't be old. Y'all be looking young. Okay, let me go back a little bit. Okay, I take that back. Y'all, no over. As you start to mature in age, as you start to become that fine wine, as you start to become more refined than you've ever been, as more time has passed, you think you're losing time, but you actually are getting to the best version of yourself. You're actually getting to a wiser, where you make wiser decisions. So why make dumb decisions now? Oh, you know, I just need a mate. Nah, I need you to go find somebody who done worked like you did with all that experience you had. You don't need a 40, 50-year-old, 60, 70-year-old man with childish, with an 18-year-old mindset. Like you actually need to be thinking about people's mentalities more than you need to be thinking about anything else. And how do you do that? Discernment. Discernment is only built through wisdom. Wisdom is acquired by seeking, asking, knocking, searching, reading, attending, doing, cutting, pruning, loving, healing. And as we do that, what we now accept is on the basis of where we're growing and what we have inside of us. And that's my message. And I'm sticking to it. It's the Holistic Motivator. And shout out to everybody for tapping into this episode of Ed Talks Daily. And this is a podcast that you can listen to every single day by going to edtalksdaily.com. You can subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, listen to it on the go. Hundreds of episodes that can help you navigate through whatever challenge that you are enduring. This podcast is all about health in all aspects of your life, solidifying a healthy mindset, holistic mindset that will lead to healthy mindset, healthy relationships, and in-tune spirit. So if you want to join me on becoming the best version of ourselves, Ed Talks Daily is for you. Once again, go to edtalksdaily.com and subscribe to the podcast. And I appreciate y'all. And if this was empowering for you, leave a comment, share the video, send some stars. Thank you for everybody on TikTok who sent me some flowers, and Instagram, shout out to you. But more importantly than any of those things, share it with somebody that may need it, right? More important than any of those things, go out and be a blessing. More important than any of those things, just really listen to the word and do something with it. Make a decision. And that's my message, and I'm sticking to it. Peace. Y'all have a good day.